from Burnaby, British Columbia. Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. The Walkers Caucus is an advocacy group for pedestrian safety throughout the Lower Mainland, including the cities of New Westminster and Burnaby. On December 4th, Vic Leach and Amy Wu, as representatives for the Walkers Caucus, were set up with a table at the entrance of the New Westminster Public Library. The table was covered in retroreflective materials, and their goal was to get as many passerbys as possible to stick on these materials to their common mobility devices, including canes, walkers, wheelchairs, baby carriages, strollers, carts, and other items. The goal of this event was to increase pedestrian visibility for road users, while also educating people on the risks of walking in areas with poor visibility and road-focused infrastructure. A common sentiment expressed by people who stopped by the table was that this initiative was a great idea, but they had never considered the need to increase their visibility as a pedestrian before. CJSF was able to speak with Vic Leach on the background behind this event and the lessons that he hoped it conveyed for those who passed by.
We're here to put on reflective material on canes and walkers and baby carriages, just so that when people are out at night, they can be seen by drivers of cars because the light will reflect back to them. So that's one of the main things. We understand that in BC we have about 2,300 people that are injured from walking at night. And so those people are going to be going into the hospital, and that's things that could be changed quickly.
Vic Leach then went on to explain the increased risks that pedestrians face when walking at night.
But it's been sort of a passion of mine because of on pedestrian safety. They said that about 50 to 60% of the injuries take place in the evening or at night. We know that somewhere around about 42% of the deaths with pedestrians takes place at night. Could be higher in certain areas. So drivers are not very good at seeing an individual when they're in dark clothing or even in light clothing because they have so many distractions as they're driving.
Later on, Vic Leach then brought up what some other countries are doing in order to effectively address pedestrian safety.
In studies, most people are not even aware in Canada that there's the United Nations has declared 2021 to 2030 as a decade of action for road safety. This is the second decade of action for road safety declared by the UN. The first one was 2011 to 2020. And we found that Norway has done the best in the world as far as we can see. And if we did a direct comparison with Norway to BC, we find that going back to a pre-COVID year in 2019, Norway had a population of 5.3 million and BC was at 5.1 million. Norway had 3.8 million motor vehicles and BC only had 3.4. So they had more vehicles, but they ended up with 380 pedestrians injured in that year, and BC ended up with 2,200, six and a half times as many. So that's why we're trying to do things. Well, they're doing some of the things, but it's we found that in Norway, one of the other things that is that they've also reduced the blood alcohol content down to 0.02. That's a federal project. We also found that you have to change the roads and pathways so that people will feel safer. So one of the other things that we're applying to do is get a definition for the term curb ramp, which is the smooth graded transition from the sidewalk to the road. That will allow pedestrians to cross the road in a little bit more time. We've been out with blind people and showing them that if the ramp goes down into the middle of the crosswalk, it's better than going into the middle of the intersection because a blind person can't see where the middle of the intersection or the middle of the crosswalk is. So those are things that we're trying to do.
Vic Leach, Amy Wu, and the Walkers Caucus continue to advocate for safer road conditions for pedestrians, as well as stricter regulations for increasingly popular modes of transportation, such as e-scooters. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
Bags, I know you're a decent human being, but die like a dog.
are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Arden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
A new exhibition at the Bill Reid Gallery of Northwest Coast Art in Vancouver is celebrating the work of a master Haida artist and his outstanding contributions to his family, his community, and his culture. This is the featured artist, Kiliata Christian White.
Many of these pieces are inspired from stories that keep us tied to the lands and waters of our Haida Gwaii. And you can see the different techniques I've employed in my sculptures. It also shows the passing on of the knowledge and the culture to the next generation.
The retrospective exhibition, Kiliata Christian White, Master Haida Artist, spans the career of the renowned carver and multidisciplinary artist, ranging from stunningly detailed stone argillite sculptures and silver jewelry to cedar bentwood boxes and ceremonial masks.
It's a great feeling to be here in the Bill Reid Gallery and see all these pieces in the exhibition together. And, it kind of shows the generations and the different decades, really, of my carving career, my art career. And also to kind of educate people that come here to see, I think they could view our community, our Haida community from Haida Gwaii, through a lens here and be able to see, just like our different movements that we've started through the years, the revival of our arts and culture, our ceremonies, our connection with the ancestors. Each one of the parts of the exhibit show that, really, and the value that we place upon our work, that we have created over the years.
The unifying theme running through the entire exhibition is one of family and community, as the exhibit tells the story of Kiliata Christian White's unwavering commitment to uplifting members of his family and community through apprenticeships, the revival and renewal of traditional artistic and cultural practices, and the transformation of his own craft from a commercial endeavor to make ends meet into the center of an artistic community that preserves, shares, and pushes Haida art into the future.
My name is Amelia Ray. I am the assistant curator here at the Bill Reid Gallery and the co-curator of this exhibition. This was really exciting and felt very natural. I grew up really closely with Christian's daughter. She's my best friend. And I grew up as a lead dancer in his dance group and spent a lot of time at his longhouse. So it kind of felt really right that we would put this on for him, and also like a lot of pressure because him and his family have just done so much for our community, so it felt really, it was a lot of pressure to be like, how can we honor him in the magnitude that he deserves. That was so important to us because that's how we know him, and all of the collectors and people who know his work know him as an argillite carver and somebody who's selling in galleries, but to Haida Gwaii, he's the person who does so much for our community and for the preservation of our Haida culture. And so it felt really important that we honor that and reflect that in this exhibition, because he's, you think of Christian White and he's so much more than just Christian White. He's his family and his dedication to our people. And he said something at one of his potlatches in 2022 that he's doing this out of the love for his people. And I think that we tried to reflect that the best way that we could.
While Kiliata Christian White has been sharing his culture with the world by creating and selling sculptures and other art since he was a youth, he eventually realized that through his art, he could build and strengthen his community in Haida Gwaii, preserving and revitalizing his people's traditional culture and heritage.
But midway through my career, I realized that we don't have to sell everything. We could keep what we want. We could keep things for our own use and our own culture. And so I found a way to do it. Something that wasn't really even heard of. We were encouraged, back in the day, we were just encouraged to sell everything, to burn everything, to move on. But in a way, it was our culture that kind of saved us and saved my family. We had nothing left. There was no fishing industry left. Logging was just devastating our islands. And so those weren't directions I wanted to go in. And so I was drawn to the arts. And now I encourage visitors to come to our islands. And what I encourage them to do is to take a picture, to go for a walk, to buy a piece of art, to support a living artist. So that's what I do. And I try to educate them.
This community-centric revitalization, helped by Kiliata Christian White's apprentices, has included a resurgence in the creation of one of the Haida's most iconic works.
You know, right now it's raising as many totem poles as we can on Haida Gwaii. There's a revival of that also. In 2017, I carved a totem pole. I had 8 apprentices, 4 female, 4 male. And then we carved a totem pole. It was standing as a tree December 1st or so. And then by June, it was standing as a totem pole. And I believe every one of those students really learned and gained a lot from that experience, as I did. I've seen a pole being raised in Haina, which is another ancient village. Another one was down in Kai'au or whatever, down in Windy Bay. So there's a revival of bringing totem poles back out onto the land, into the ancient village sites again. And so, you know, there was a big gap of 125 years of no totem poles being carved, and now it's been revived. And so there could be even a full-time carving in my community where I could have many apprentices, and I don't even have to do it all. We have other master carvers, journeymen that can carry it about. And so I think we've started that revival, really.
Beyond creating new works and preserving traditional techniques and methods, Kiliata Christian White's teachings build and strengthen community and provide his apprentices with structure, purpose, and sometimes a lifeline.
Like, I've probably kept a few people out of prison. So, or, you know, from going into that line, you know, of, you know, just getting in trouble. And so I've been able to deter them from that lifestyle. But, you know, of course, it's up to them, too. So it's not a total foolproof, but it gives them an alternative. And, you know, there's some, you know, that have difficulties. You know, they might have a mild disability, or they could have other troubles in their lives. They need alternative type of education. Sometimes the school model is not the only model. You know, sometimes, you know, it's a different, more holistic type of model that they need, and then they can move back, you know, to the school system. Sometimes they got to get that something out of their system, and they got to feel proud about themselves. And you know, it's worked well for me. And you know, some of them will move off to other specialties or other activities, other careers, but that's fine. They'll still have those tools, that knowledge behind them, and then that pride in the culture.
Kiliata Christian White's legacy is further cemented by the works of his apprentices, who have taken his traditional teachings and shaped a bold new future for Haida art.
Haida art is going in many directions. We have some artists working in Haida manga. We have artists that are working in filmmaking, graphic design, working in multi-graphic type of materials, you know, children's books, you know, incorporating the Haida language. And you also have a lot of people involved with the textiles. For the most part, I try to focus on the traditional parts first, and then once they're done with me, they could go any direction they want to go. And of course, you know, there's jewelry, there's weaving, you know, so there's many different you know, directions we can go.
Kiliata Christian White, Master Haida Artist, runs until February 2026 at the Bill Reid Gallery of Northwest Coast Art in Vancouver. For CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wensloff. This report is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and is available online with other stories from across the country at frequencynews.ca.